Coming soon, Sir Sydney's Circus. Animals, acrobats, amazing feats that will dazzle your eyes and delight your brain. If you're ever walking down a dusty road and see a sign that looks like this, stop and look closely. Then look around and see if you can find an old man named Sir Sydney. He's the owner of Sir Sydney's Circus, which happens to be the best circus in the whole wide world. Sir Sydney is a prince of a man. No one treats animals better than Sir Sydney does. He grooms Leo the lion daily with only the finest Italian brushes. He has fresh peanuts flown in from his private peanut farm in Georgia. These are for Elsa the elephant. He even built bunk beds for the famous Flying Banana Brothers.
This way we can train on the train.
And take a nap after every show.
For years, Sir Sydney and his circus traveled to towns and cities around the world. Were audiences always amazed?
Yes.
Were they dazzled and delighted?
Yes.
Did people gasp and giggle and wave and wiggle?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Were children admitted free of charge and given all the hot popcorn they could possibly eat?
Oh, yeah. And did we clean up after every show by eating all the spilled popcorn?
You bet.
By the way, I'm Bert the mouse.
And I'm Gert the mouse. And that's Old Cole, the crow.
But during all those years of travel, did Sir Sydney grow old and tired? He most certainly did. He needed someone to help him. So not long ago, Sir Sydney placed an ad in the newspaper.
Help wanted. Good person needed to manage circus. Must love children, animals, popcorn, and travel. Apply in person at Sir Sydney's Circus.
Well, you can imagine the response. Hundreds of men and women stood in line for hours for a chance to talk to Sir Sydney. Sir Sydney noticed that many people who wanted the job showed more respect for him than for his performers.
Out of my way, peanut breath.
Others were afraid of the animals.
Here, kitty, kitty. Nice kitty, kitty.
Still others were just, well, wrong.
This is what I'm thinking. The famous Flying Banana Brothers could disco dance on the trapeze. Can you see it? Huh? Huh? Can you?
But Sir Sydney met a man at the very end of the line who claimed to be perfect for the job.
My name is Barnabas Brambles. I have a degree in lion taming from the University of Piccadilly Circus in London, England.
He handed Sir Sydney a business card.
Barnabas Brambles, Certified Lion Tamer. 1150 West Fullerton Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614.
I see, said Sir Sydney. But Leo the lion is old, like me, and already quite tame.
That guy needs a job.
And a new suit. I hate to see a man in a bad suit.
Tame? Yes.
Agreed, Barnabas Brambles.
But a bit dull, too. You're not exactly a barrel of laughs either, if you don't mind my saying so.
Oh, dear,
replied Sir Sydney.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right, said Barnabas Brambles. What your circus needs is energy, vision, a new attitude.
Maybe you have a point,
Sir Sydney said.
I see only a whip,
Bert said to Gert.
I have a point and a whip,
Barnabas Brambles bragged.
Hire me, Sir Sydney. I'm the best candidate for the job. You won't be disappointed.
Sir Sydney spent the next day thinking about all the people who wanted the job. He made notes and lists. He crossed off some names and circled others. He also paced.
Sir Sydney says walking helps him think.
Finally, when Sir Sydney had made his decision, he wrote a letter and asked Old Cole to deliver it.
Sir Sydney's Circus. Sir Sydney, owner and founder. September 1st. Barnabas Brambles, certified lion tamer. 1150 West Fullerton Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Dear Mr. Brambles, I hereby hire you to manage my circus for 1 week. You will make all the decisions and have complete responsibility. In return, you will receive the profits from all performances next week. The only thing I ask is that you treat the members of my circus, both large and small, with the respect they deserve. I will spend the week resting at my private peanut farm in Georgia, but I promise to attend one show so that I can see my dear friends and enjoy the new energy I know you will bring to my circus. Please report to work immediately. Sincerely, Sir Sidney. P.S. Good luck.